Welcome back to 32 Fans Emergency Podcast. The listeners have demanded. In fact, Jake M. Larson on Twitter just asked me, what is going on? Did your son get his toy truck? So I'm here to give an update. First of all, Akiva, welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. I wouldn't say it's an emergency podcast. This was planned from yesterday. This is our college football mini-sode that might turn into a regular sode, depending on how long we go.
Should we bring in our guest? Yeah, we do have a guest. Superfan Robbie is here.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys.
He's in the case of emotion right now, I think.
I'm breaking down mentally.
He's so upset about the fact that Eras went to school yesterday and did not get a toy truck.
The lady who promised you that she'd bring a present the next day, like, you're not going to follow up on this, I assume, right? Because that's a psychopath move. Does he remember? Is he old enough to remember? Because, like, my kids would never forget.
Oh, he remembers stuff all the time that I don't know how he remembers, so I was sure he would. So when I got home from work yesterday, I asked Jen, did he get a present? And she said, I don't know. And I decided not to bring it up with him because I didn't want him to go nuts. So maybe he did and he's not telling us. But either way, he hasn't brought it up. But I assume he hasn't because I haven't seen it around the house.
I mean, so where would he wouldn't like it would be in his knapsack if he got one. So you would have seen it.
That's what I'm saying. I assume he didn't, but I'm afraid to ask him because.
Right. Yeah. No, of course. Don't bring it up. But if he says it, you say, ask the kid, go to school tomorrow and ask little Billy, how come he's, you know.
Oh, yeah. 100%. If he brings it up again, I'm going to say, go ask blank where your present is.
Yeah. And you shouldn't even say blank. I feel like at this point you should be naming names.
Xanthopus. Isn't that the name that Louis C.K. uses when he talks about a six-year-old asshole?
So maybe.
We'll call the kid Xanthopus.
All right, I have a question for Robbie, because we're going to talk college football today. We don't talk college football a lot.
Shoot, what's up?
You're a noted a Republican, right, Robbie?
Yeah, I didn't want to – well, I don't really want to talk politics here, especially right now.
So I want to ask you a hypothetical.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, so obviously you're a huge Michigan fan.
Yeah.
You're already nervous about a game that's not for 4 days. If I said Michigan beats Ohio State, no promises that they even make like the, you know, maybe they lose the next week, maybe they win. Just they beat Ohio State, but Hillary is retroactively the president for 8 years. And after that, it's 8 years of Chelsea Clinton. Do you take that deal?
Yeah, without a doubt.
And then Bernie Sanders' corpse for another 8 years.
Even my dad, who's a big Republican also, before the election said he'd take a Michigan I think he said Final Four, but I don't know. Let's just say win over Ohio State, yeah.
Yeah, listen, we all have our priorities straight.
To say I'm nervous is the understatement of
Would you give up your pinky toe to beat Ohio State this weekend?
Left or right?
Either one. You could give up either one.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Ron Lott did it. I'd do it. Yeah, I would do that.
Wait, let's up the ante here. Robbie, would you give up a testicle? You still have the
he
other one.
He has three. So.
No, absolutely not. That's too much. That's too much. Come on, Chester. Keep this PG. The guy who tweeted you, Chester, one of the listeners, who said that I think it was like Tar Heel something, or maybe he's an NC fan, said, don't have me back on because I'm a Trump supporter. I mean, that guy's such an idiot. If you can't get your college football news from a Trump supporter, I mean, you're going to be looking in bad places.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of – that's true.
I was going to say, I didn't know why he said that because I don't think you've ever really discussed your politics on the podcast. And I don't even know – I mean, from our conversations, it sounded like you weren't really supporting Trump. So,
I mean, I didn't want to throw this out there to the ethos, but I guess I will. I mean, I did vote for him in the end, but – yeah, I was more of a Ted Cruz guy.
I was wondering where his one vote from Manhattan came from.
Yeah, me and my brother.
Did you see the statistic that Trump had? I know I don't want to talk politics either. Trump had less votes in Manhattan than some of the 19th century presidents when Manhattan was the size of, like, you know, like a small town.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. I'm sure California used to be, like, so Republican. They just probably didn't grow in terms of GOP.
Anyway, let's go to college football. I have a hot college football take for you, Rob.
Hit me.
You're the biggest college football fan I know.
Thanks.
This has been a way below average college football season. Agree or disagree?
Oh, disagree.
Yeah, I disagree.
Completely disagree. This is a great college football.
There's nothing. There's no storylines. There's no, like, electric player out there that's really, you know, there's a lot of very good
players. There's no electric. Have you seen a Louisville game?
Okay. Yeah. First of all, Lamar Jackson is the best, is probably, like, is by far, it's just because it's not a close Heisman race, but he's putting up ungodly numbers. Even with the bad game last week, I mean, you still have to have him number one in the race. He was averaging like 7 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, no, he's good, but his season's over now.
His Heisman odds were 1 to 50. Not 50 to 1, 1 to 50. going into the game last week.
Yeah, and it should be. I mean, his numbers are just so outrageous. I guess if he puts up another stinker against Kentucky, you could say, like, and like Jabril Peppers does something like amazing against Ohio State and then Wisconsin, I guess you could put him in, or like, I don't even know who else could even be in the discussion. I mean, there's been worse people to win it. RG3 didn't have nearly the numbers. Johnny Football.
The weird thing about RG3, I don't know if you'll remember this. RG3 like was in a year where there was no real favorite, and he wasn't even, if you would go back now and like look at like top 5 or top 10 Heisman lists from like October and early November that year, he wasn't even on them. Just everyone else collapsed, and nobody saw a Baylor game all year because they were on like ESPN4 because they were so irrelevant back then. And it's like everyone just looked at the end of the year like, oh yeah, RG3 has the best numbers. Let's give him the Heisman. But he literally came out of nowhere. Like, you could have bet on RG3 3 weeks before that on insane odds to win.
Well, wasn't that the Trent Richardson year? Like, he was
the favorite
in,
and then he got shut down at the end?
Yeah.
I think he came in second to RG3.
I mean, I'd make the argument he was a better Heisman than
But what happens is if you get, like, shut down in a big game, then it's like, oh, no, got to find somebody else. But if you stay off the radar and are constantly playing on, like, literally, like, you know, ESPN Classic games and SEC Network games, much easier to win the Heisman.
Yeah, I mean, the Heisman's a ridiculous thing. But to say it's not, you know, we don't have an exciting player is insane. I'd say Lamar Jackson.
It's so nuts that the Heisman is still, like, the biggest trophy in sports.
Well, the Stanley Cup's the biggest trophy in sports.
Yeah, it's the whole presentation and all that around flying everyone to New York. It's just the whole – they make a very good show of it.
All right, so let's flash back 10 years if we can. It's the fall of 2006.
Absolutely not. No. Big Ten Network played it last night. I almost threw my channel selector through the TV. Absolutely not. That is a low blow.
Wait, do you call your remote a channel selector?
I do.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
I do.
What do you call it, Chester?
It's called a remote. There's no region that doesn't call
it. I call it a clicker. What do you think?
Yeah, so I used to get made – someone made fun of me once for calling it. So I call it the clicker.
Channel selector. That's like a very British, probably.
Channel selector. Yeah, that's what it's called.
I go with clicker.
My wife yesterday got mad at me because I call vanilla vanilla as opposed to vanilla. I almost divorced her on the spot.
That's what you should have. That's so weird. Vanilla?
She says vanilla with an E.
That's like insane pregnancy brain where she doesn't even know what's up and what's down anymore.
I guess so. I mean, people say milk instead of milk, but she doesn't, so I don't understand where that came from.
That's weird.
Listen, if you say vanilla, stop listening to this podcast. We don't want you as a listener.
That's right. You could go away with Robbie, who's going to get kicked off after this for supporting Trump.
Okay, so we're not going to discuss 10 years ago. Although, you know, this year is different than 10 years ago because there's a Final Four. You know, 10 years ago, after that game, Michigan still would have been in the Final Four if it existed. The problem, of course, is that Michigan lost 2 weeks ago and has looked pretty mediocre 2 weeks in a row, frankly. Whereas Ohio State, you know, who had stumbles a couple weeks before that. I mean, look, Ohio State almost lost last week if Michigan State converts, you know, obviously the two-point conversion there. So neither team is looking like, you know, they're really on top of themselves right now. So, Robbie, give us your preview for the Michigan-Ohio State game.
All right. That's a loaded question. Yeah, so Ohio State has looked good against Maryland and Nebraska. They blew the doors off of both of them, 62-3 in both games. But the three of their last five, they lost to Penn State, or I guess four of their last five. They lost they won in overtime at Wisconsin, lost at Penn State, almost lost at home against Northwestern, and then last week against Michigan State was a one-point game. Their offense has a lot of issues, especially throwing the ball. In my opinion, their line, especially their interior line, leaves a lot to be desired, and their biggest playmaker, people are going to say JT Barrett, but it's the Brooklyn boy Samuel, who I think is – I mean, he's – plays like that Percy Harvin running back wide receiver type of position. And if Michigan can bottle him up, I'm not going to claim I know how to bottle him up, but I think that's the key to their offense. And if they could they could shut him down, Ohio State's going to have a lot of problems moving the ball.
Well, can we talk about – if we're talking about offenses that are having trouble moving the ball, we obviously have to talk about Michigan's offense.
Okay, so my best friend Alan Weiss has a hot take that Harbaugh made John O'Korn So for people who don't know, our starting quarterback, Wilton Spite, is hurt. No one really knows the extent of his injury, if it's collarbone or shoulder or what's going on there. And I would say he's probably not going to play this game, but I guess there's a chance he will. He was warming up against Indiana last week. So our backup came in last week and looked absolutely atrocious. I mean, beyond bad. So
who do they have behind O'Korn?
Well, it's Shane Morris, but Shane
I think it's that Jewish kid.
Yeah, Michigan had like an eighth-string Jewish.
Yeah, Israeli. Yeah. He never played, though.
I think he was from Manhattan.
I know, but he played on the Israeli National League or whatever.
Yeah, he couldn't play. He'd get his head taken off. I mean, it's not a sport for Jews. Although, Trozen Rosen, he's hurt too. Anyway, so, yeah, Shane Morris, he was a highly touted recruit. Now he's a big guy, ran like a 4.6. So now he kind of plays like a running quarterback type of system. We did like the Navy offense against Michigan State, 3 or 4 plays, and it got absolutely blown up. So I don't know, you know, what his deal is. He is a cannon. I just don't know if he knows all the reads and progressions. I think Jabril Peppers has to play a lot of offense this game, whether it be quarterback or receiver or running back or wherever. I'd like to see him play at least half the snaps on offense as well.
I mean, can he physically hold up to do that?
The urban legend, and I'm sure there's tape of this, is his senior year of high school, he transferred out of Don Bosco, I think it was, which is like the biggest, best private school in Jersey, and went to Paramus Catholic, which is still great school, but not close to Don Bosco. Don Bosco had like all these D1 players, and Paramus was definitely like 2 or 3 steps below him, and he played, I think, like every single play that entire game. Quarterback and like ran the ball and won by himself, not by himself, but as close to by yourself as you can in football, playing both ways. I know it's college, so yeah. it's a lot harder against the second best team in the country.
The spread for this game is 6.5. Ohio State 6.5-point favorites. I think we should like chip in and put like low six figures on Ohio State.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I would put my money on Ohio State.
I don't think so.
That spread is too low. You guys don't have a quarterback right now.
We're going to win. I don't know how we're going to win. I don't know why we're going to. I think it's going to be a blowout. Not a blowout, but like more than a two-score, like more than a one-score game, probably double digits one way or the other. And I don't know, because we have a lot of seniors, like a ton of seniors, an absolute ton. And senior leadership goes a long way.
Robbie, wasn't Jake Butt at Michigan when you were at Michigan? He's been there forever.
No, Jake Butt was not at Michigan. That was another big white lumbering tight end.
I feel like Butt's a 7th-year senior, something like that.
No, I think he's a 5th-year senior. But, I mean, it seems like JT Barrett's been there for, you know, forever.
Yeah, Barrett does seem like he's been there forever. And he's only
a
sophomore.
A true junior, yeah. Richard,
all right, so we'll come back to this game in a second. Let's look at the other big games rivalry week, see if any of them – does Auburn have any chance against Alabama? I mean, we've seen crazier things happen before, you know, when Auburn
– Well, so that – you know, I think they would. It's in Tuscaloosa. If Sean White, or as the good college football podcast call him, White Sean – if White Sean was playing healthy, I think they'd have a chance, but he's either going to be injured or they're going to have one of their other quarterbacks play.
And also, frankly, from the perspective of the playoff, it doesn't matter.
Meaningless. It's meaningless. If they lose that game and beat Florida, they're still the number one seed.
Okay. Yeah, but if Alabama, I mean, Florida has no chance against them also, and I think they'll lose to Florida State this week.
That was a garbage loss by Florida against LSU last week also. I mean, garbage loss for LSU against Florida.
Yeah, Orgeron's going to get fired now.
Okay, so then if we're looking at the playoff,
not get the job.
Of the other teams that are sort of in competition, is there any chance that you can see a loss, either Washington State, South Carolina, Clemson, or Kentucky?
Oh, absolutely. So, well, I think the most obvious one is Washington. They go at Pullman to play Wazoo this week.
Apple Cup,
yes. Friday at 3:30, I think. And then they have to play against Colorado. So they have two pretty tough games.
Colorado's the Pac-12 championship game?
Yeah, well, for Colorado not to get in the Pac-12 championship, they would have to lose to Utah at home this week, and then USC would need to win again.
And USC already beat Washington.
Oh, no, yeah, USC plays Notre Dame, so they just have to lose.
If they lose, well, that's going to happen, because I'm not sure if you heard, but Notre Dame is 4-7.
Notre Dame's back. Well, Notre Dame is not conference, so it's irrelevant.
So let's come back to the Michigan-Ohio State game for a second. Is there any chance, if it's a really close game, a 42-39 game, kind of like what we saw, 10 years ago, where there's a questionable penalty that, lets Ohio State win it by three at the end, is there any chance that with two losses, the loser of this game could make the Final Four? Because they don't get another chance. They don't get to play in the Big Ten Championship,
no.
Obviously. No chance. This is a play.
Well, because Wisconsin or Penn State would jump them, I think.
Well, yeah.
But not if let's say Wisconsin gets killed in the Big Ten Championship game, they lose to Ohio State by 30.
And then you need Penn State. So
Penn State would have to lose.
Let's say in theory, Penn State would have to lose to.
But Penn State's got two losses also.
Lose to Michigan State this week. No, Penn State's – so in the Big Ten, if Penn State wins and Michigan loses, Ohio State's not in the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, Penn State goes ahead
Penn
of Ohio State.
Penn State, Wisconsin, yeah. Yes.
They okay. the oh. oh, so then, yeah, one so of those.
For Ohio games. State to get in, they need to beat Michigan and for Penn State to lose. Now, I personally think that even if Ohio State wins and Penn State wins, Ohio State will still make the Final Four. I think they're
sure.
they're the two seed.
Yeah.
They're that far ahead. I think Washington will end up dropping one. Not that it's necessary for them, for Ohio State to stay ahead.
I mean, I think Oklahoma's a live sleeper also in there.
Well, so I don't think – I mean, how can you put a two-loss Oklahoma in over a two-loss Ohio State who whacked them, killed
in
them?
In Oklahoma,
in Norman.
So that's assuming Michigan wins.
But even if Ohio State wins, then you're taking a Big Ten team over them, Ohio State over them, Alabama over them, yeah. And then either Clemson or Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem for the Michigan-Ohio State loser, as you said, is that you also have Penn State and Wisconsin lurking. So you would need Minnesota to beat Wisconsin. You would need Michigan State to beat
Wisconsin. Well, that's stop with Minnesota beating Wisconsin.
The loser of this game is out, and the winner is in. And I think that's irrelevant of what happens with Michigan – Wisconsin, that might be a little bit of a hot take, but I don't think the committee likes – I mean, you need to sell tickets, sell ratings, and Michigan, Ohio State draw better than
– Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Colorado beats Utah and Washington. What about Colorado?
Oh, come on.
So that's the thing. Colorado is massive. All like the college football nerds love Colorado. They have a really good quarterback in Sefa LaFell. Their defense is really good. And they're back. I mean, they haven't been good in literally forever. They're like the Wonder Boy upset story of the year.
Yeah.
They would need a ton. They would also need Clemson to probably drop one. And Clemson takes on South Carolina this week. I think they're at least double-digit favorites. I think they're 24-point favorites or something.
Wait, hold on. You won 24-point favorites last week and almost blew it.
Yeah, look, I'm not afraid of Clemson in the Final Four. I would love for Michigan to play them. I think they're kind of dogging this year, and like they're not crushing teams like they should. They come up, they show up, they don't show up. Clemson, it hasn't shown a great level of consistency to me. I'm not afraid of them, but I mean, they play too garbage. I mean, South Carolina and Va Tech almost lost to Notre Dame last week. I mean,
why is Michigan Ohio State at noon? Why is this game not on primetime?
You want a night game?
Yeah. Well, he wants to be able to watch it.
Well, yeah. So when they played 10 years ago, I think the game started at 4 p.m. But still, I mean, this is the biggest game of the year by far.
It's gonna and they've known it was the biggest game for literally months.
Yeah, but caveat. So that, I don't know if this changes things. I'm obviously going to this game, but it's also Thanksgiving weekend. It used to be the weekend before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
And we didn't have back then. We didn't have conference championship games even.
Yeah.
So now we're playing games 2 weeks later than we would normally, 10 years ago.
Chester, do you have a prediction for this game?
Yeah, I think Ohio State's going to win. I mean, obviously, I don't want that to happen. So I'm actually – so because we're Sabbath observant, I've been arguing with my wife about what we're going to do. I've told her that we should DVR the game, not find out the score, and the second Shabbat's over at like 5 o'clock, turn it on and watch it then.
But what? But you might have a baby between that time and the Friday and Saturday.
Frankly, yeah, because she wants to watch it live, and how we're going to do that is complicated because we got my parents around, we got a bunch of kids –
oh, you would leave the TV on live on Saturday?
No, not in our house. But, last year we sort of went around the corner and poked our heads in a restaurant or a bar or something.
For 4 hours? I mean, this game's going to be 4 hours long.
Well, Michigan, Ohio State last year, got out of hand, and so we didn't have to sit there for that long, honestly.
Chester, you want me to leave my apartment door open and the TV on?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that, especially we live in a tiny apartment, you know. But we
you can bring the kids, just clean up.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do. But yeah, the timing of the game is inconvenient for me, so I'm annoyed it's at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really should have thought about Chester more
Robbie,
when they made
Rob, or Kiva, what's your prediction for this game?
59-0 Ohio State.
Man. No way. God forbid.
59-0 Sorry, Robbie.
I'm going to be a goddamn mess. I'm going
You guys
be,
are going to look like a mess. Actually, if 59-0 will be go down much smoother for you than if you guys are Rutgers, it's much more it'll be much much better for you the next day than if you lose 17-16 on like you know, the punter. My, the punter batches the snap.
I've been having like nightmares about us missing, you know, a field goal or them hitting a last second field goal.
The game against Michigan State,
I don't think it's going to be close one way or the other. I really think there's a good chance we could win by double digits here.
I'll say 21-10 Ohio State. That's my
opinion. Our line doesn't maul people for sure, other than Indiana's D line, but their interior D line, I don't love their D tackles. Their D backs are phenomenal, and Raekwon McMillan, their linebacker, is a first or second round pick, but their D line's great on rushing the passer, but on just stopping the run, we might be able to grind the way at them. I think you guys are throwing us away too lightly, easily.
And if Michigan wins, even if you were to lose the next week, you know, the Big Ten championship to Wisconsin or even Nebraska, I guess it's possible, you're still in, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, if we get the doors blown off us and Clemson and Washington both run the table.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, though.
I mean, there's possibilities. Florida could win two in a row, and then they, you know, deserve to be in. But I can't see – I mean, Colorado we beat. Oklahoma has got blown out by two teams. I can't see them being in.
Just remember that the recency bias in college football is, like, the most important factor.
Yeah, but a lot of these teams don't play this week. Like, Oklahoma State don't even play this week. They only play Bedlam next week. They play. So Oklahoma State could make it, actually.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. Florida was literally ranked 23rd, and then everyone looked up after they beat LSU, and they're like, oh, wait, we got to, like, sort of, like, shimmy them into the playoff picture. So they move them up 8 spots, and obviously if they win this week, they'll get moved up a zillion spots too.
Yeah, if they beat Florida State, I mean, they definitely deserve it. And then if they, you know, I mean, they're playing a Purdue transfer at quarterback, so good luck.
So is a lot of teams in the SEC.
LSU, yeah. Purdue, quarterback, you. Now there's rumors Les Miles may take that job.
What, the Purdue job?
Yeah.
That's not, he could do better than that.
That'd be a big drop for Les Miles.
He could take Houston if Herman leaves. That's probably a better job than Purdue.
No.
Yeah, I mean, Houston has to promote Orlando, right? Todd Orlando, they have to.
All right, Robbie, do you want to give us your three things you wanted to discuss that were not college football related?
Well, yeah, I did that NC Trump guy. Oh, the other one is the Michigan, I guess this is college football related, that Michigan State fan who tweeted at me or whatever. This is a shout out to that guy. I don't know his Twitter name, but
Zach Brooks, I think.
Yeah, Michigan State. How is their season? They're like 1-7 in the Big Ten, so they're doing good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They almost did you a huge favor last week.
Yeah, I mean that game wouldn't have really affected Michigan one way or the other.
That's
or
true.
Ohio State.
By the way, my son's favorite football game of all time was the Michigan game last week because of the crazy snow, and there was two Michigan fans in the stands who were obviously very drunk who were shirtless. And my son was just overcome with excitement that two guys would be hanging out in, you know, 2 feet of snow, not wearing their shirts.
Well, I mean, maybe when he goes to Michigan, that could be him. I'm not sure if he'll have the same chest tattoo as those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys was pretty tatted up. I don't know if that'll be my son.
And third, as the super fan, Akiva, I got to tell you, you should eat more on the podcast. There's just something, like, endearing about it. I actually do like when you're, like, physically eating on the podcast. So,
you know, Rob said it's bad for the pod. You know, it makes it sound like you're not listening when you eat during. But he said I'm not allowed to eat during the Seinfeld podcast. I don't know if
you never eat something crunchy, which I think would be obnoxious. But when you're just like chewing on like beef jerky or something, like I think that's great. Like, yeah, I think part of the best part of the podcast is when Chester's going on like his rants about something kind of insane, and you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? Like, no, the East should come first, Chester, not the North.
And it's insane.
Insane.
But Chester didn't know that is bananas.
Absolutely bananas.
Newspaper where the Central or the, you know, was always first in the North.
But the most popular teams are all in the East.
Yeah, but you grew up in the East, so you know. Again, the local newspaper.
Yeah, because the most the population centers and the most people are there.
Yeah, but just so you guys realize, the local newspaper always has the local team's division first.
Yeah, we understand. That's why you thought that for some reason, like the Central goes first.
No, but I was joking.
In a college football rating, would you have the AAC first or like the SEC? Like, what gets clicks, page views?
No, well, the Big Ten always comes first, obviously.
Well, they should because they're the best conference. For the top seven teams.
How's Michigan? Are you crazy into Michigan basketball?
No. I mean, like, I'll go to the tournament games for that. I could probably name three players right now. I'll get
Wait,
them
so
up.
You'll fly to the tournament games, but you're saying you're not
well,
super
they played
into
in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So that was easy. But, yeah, in theory. Michigan hockey, I'll go to one game a year, but I couldn't name anyone on the team.
I mean, my college basketball team season is over, and it's, like, November 20th, basically.
UConn, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. They lost two guys, and they're 1-3. They'd have to, like, run the table, I think, to make the tournament. I literally think they'd have to win their last 27, considering they've lost to Wagner and to, like, Northeastern. I think it's probably not going to be their year.
Wagner.
And they don't even get – they have to play Chaminade today. They did so poorly in this Hawaii tournament. That doesn't even count as a real win.
Yeah, UConn gets hot at the end of the year always, I feel, though.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Somehow they'll be in the Big East championship game or whatever that's
called. Well, they're not in the Big East, the American, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been paying extra attention to your Huskies after your question. Bob Diaco, at some point this season, was, like, rumored to be on, you know, get a good job. Now he might be on the hot seat. You guys, I think it was, like, 14 straight quarters or something you guys haven't scored a touchdown in or something like that.
Well, don't stop saying you guys. I disowned them, like, 2 years ago.
You disowned – you can't disown your team.
Well, I didn't go to the college. I could disown them.
I had Brady Hoke.
It didn't even exist when
coach.
I was
– Brady Hoke is – oh, my yeah. God. Like, yeah.
UConn hadn't even existed when I started following college football. Like, I mean, they were D1 AA with Skip Holtz. They weren't like a real team. So it's not like I grew up liking the UConn football.
So that's
team.
The best part of that's the best part about college football is that you have like diehard fans of like these random schools, even like 1 AA schools, Pat League schools like Fordham and Lafayette.
Yeshiva. I'm a big Yeshiva football fan.
That team would be pretty awful. Although Chester has like this hot take in our fantasy football league. Uh-huh. By the way, you should get an update on how his team's doing.
Yeah, 2-8, right, Chester?
Yeah, they're atrocious. No, but he claims he should be in first place somehow.
No,
what do you mean more points than him? Robbie's team knows when to conserve points. They don't run up the score on teams. They know he knows to like if his opponent's having a bad game.
I thought I had the third most points in the league, Chester.
Yeah, and look who has 2 points fewer than you on the season.
Two points fewer or more?
No, I think you're ahead of me. I should be in about fourth place right now.
Chester, 2-8 is 2-8.
No,
let's not brag.
No, it's not. I'm actually 2-9.
You might have, I mean, statistically, you probably just had like one big week. But
no, I have not. I have not scored 130 points the entire week.
2-8.
No, he's, listen.
2-9. Let's be clear. It's 2-9.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even have a 2-9 team in my league.
My points allowed is outscoring the leading scorer in the league by something like 60 points on the year. Been comically terrible. My defense. Yeah, my defense is bad.
2-9.
Yeah.
Oh, but his claim is that, you know, if Orthodox Jews could play basketball on Saturdays and travel on Saturdays, there'd be like 8 Orthodox Jews in the NBA. It's outrageous. Like, what? Like, I don't know where he's finding these guys.
What does this even mean? Like, the starting center, let's break this down, Robbie. There's only in New York, where the most Orthodox Jews live, there's like, what, 30 boys' schools? Like, excluding like ultra Orthodox schools.
I don't know.
I went to one of them. Our center was 5'11. I'm not like, how is he going to the NBA?
I don't know. According to Chester, there's like at least one a year who would be like high D1 NBA.
If there's
NBA
a kid who's 6'5, they call him like Shaq, and he can like, you know, he can get to the rim and score on every single play.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
It's an insane take.
When Chester's the GM for the T-Wolves, they're training Karl Anthony Towns for like David.
Jesse Schwartz.
Yeah. David Benjamin and Minnesota's going to crush it.
By the way, you brought up the T-Wolves. I'm out on Thibodeau. That's it. I'm out on him.
Are you serious? Because they're allowing like 130 points a game.
Their defense, because yeah, they have the best.
Ricky Rubio complains after every game, is totally unaware that he's like the biggest problem on the whole team.
No, he's not. They have the best offense in the league. He's not the problem.
Okay.
And they have a terrible.
Yeah, he can't play defense and he can't shoot. Other than that, he's awesome.
Rubio's a phenomenal defender. What are you talking about?
Yeah, phenomenal.
He is. He's like yeah. The problem is that nobody else plays defense. And the other problem is that their third quarters, every game, they're winning. Their score point differential in the first half is better than the best team in the league, the Clippers. And they got outscored by 25 points in the third quarter every single
game. Why is that?
I don't know, but the third quarter is when you make coaching adjustments. So why is it they're getting outscored by 25 points in the third quarter of every game?
I saw some highlights of Karl Anthony Towns. He's pretty good.
He is pretty
That's all I know about the NBA.
Yeah, but it's also misleading. Their numbers are so good because they have the second best offense in the league, but their defense is terrible, so...
In the meantime, my Spurs are 10-3 or 11-3. This is the worst team they've had in 22 years. They're the third best team in the NBA.
Wait, I got a question. Do you guys think anyone will – are you guys both taking Bama?
To beat Auburn?
To win the championship? You're saying to win the championship or let's
– Yeah, I think right now it's Bama versus the field.
I'm going to say Ohio State versus Michigan. So Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson – and Washington make the Final Four.
Wait, you only have one Big Ten team in there?
So you think Washington's beating Wazoo at Wazoo and Colorado?
Yeah,
Wazoo
can't play any D.
Okay.
And what about if Wisconsin beats Ohio State in the Big Ten?
Wazoo's D is actually decent, not horrible this year.
If Wisconsin beats Ohio State, it would probably be Wisconsin. Well, it would be Wisconsin instead of Ohio State.
No,
a one-loss team is guaranteed. Other than Western Michigan, obviously,
four
and Boise
teams in the top seven. Two of them are making.
Yeah.
Two-loss Big Ten team is not making it over Washington or Clemson.
You have the Big Ten champ not in, and you have Clemson. Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I have the Big Champ. I know Ohio State's going to beat
not
Michigan.
The Big Ten champ.
If they beat Michigan, they're not the Big Ten champ.
No, then Penn State. If Penn State beats Michigan,
yeah, no, but I'm saying they're winning out. They're winning the Big Ten championship.
No,
they can't.
Penn State is going to go to the game. Ohio State's not going to go.
Penn State goes to that game.
Yeah,
Then it's Penn State, Wisconsin, unless Penn State gets upset by Michigan State this week at home.
I mean, I have to be. The Penn State Wisconsin winner can't jump Washington if Washington wins.
You can't have the winner of the Big Ten not in the Final Four.
Yes, you can. The Big Ten's not good.
The Big Ten is four of the top eight teams.
You know why? Because they all get to play Rutgers, which is essentially like a freebie. They all get to play Indiana.
Every Pac-12 team gets to play Oregon State.
Washington.
Oregon State is better than Rutgers.
Kansas. Although they beat Texas.
Kansas beat Texas.
Washington's schedule is much easier than any Big Ten school. Even Minnesota, who's played nobody this year.
Yes.
They're not passing over a one-win team.
First of all, Washington's not winning out, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, if
I agree with you, Chester. Okay, so that's Akiva's take, and then what happens? Who's your ranking?
Then that would be Bama 1, Ohio State 2, Washington 3, assuming they won their next two games, and Clemson 4.
Over Clemson?
4. Well, if they win their next two games, I mean,
they jump Clemson.
Okay, so Clemson 3. It doesn't matter.
And then
Alabama, Ohio State, and Bama wins 21-0.
Okay, Chester?
I mean, Alabama. I would take Alabama over the field right now. I hate to say it, but it's hard to envision a scenario like there's no. If Michigan was clicking on all cylinders the way they were a couple of weeks ago, I might feel differently about them, right?
But you're not an old corn guy.
Well, Spate would be back by the playoff, I assume, right?
I mean, no one knows. No one really knows the extent of his injury. So, I mean, you assume, but I'm not hopeful. And it's not like Wilton Spate was lighting the world on fire. He was just serviceable.
It kind of just depresses me because there's no quarterback good enough to fall to the Jets at 5 that's worth it.
Who's the first quarterback that you would take?
I mean, none of these guys. I've seen rankings.
Sean Kizer?
I've seen rankings that don't have a quarterback in the top 12 players.
Yeah.
So there might be a lot of reaches. People are going to take quarterbacks because, like, the bad teams, Cleveland, San Francisco, the Jaguars, the Jets, the Bears, they all need quarterbacks.
It's a pretty weak year. I think next year it opens up a bit. Sam Darnold probably could come out as he's the USC quarterback who's been lighting the world on fire. I think he's a redshirt freshman. So
what do people like? They like the Carolina quarterback, right?
Mitch Trubisky. So one of my best friends, Colin, shout out. He's a huge UNC fan. Yeah, Trubisky's accurate. He's good. I mean, they play that, like, I don't know. Maybe he's a system quarterback. Maybe he's good. I haven't seen enough of him, to be honest.
Mitch Trubisky is the name of a guy who's out of the NFL in 2 years. We can't live in a world where a guy named Mitch Trubisky is good in the NFL.
People like joke that he's a Civil War general's name.
Which side?
Irrelevant. The good guys, whoever that may be. Nah, he sounds like a Confederate general, to be honest. He's probably, you know, he's from North Carolina, obviously.
We have anything else, Robbie?
No, I didn't do my prediction, but I have to have Michigan winning, so that
is. So you have Michigan beating Ohio State and winning the national championship.
I think Michigan beats Ohio State. I'm going to say 16-3. Bama, Michigan in the national championship. I think Washington loses one. Clemson limps in and gets crushed by Michigan in the semifinal. I don't know who the fourth team is here, but Colin was saying how he thinks Oklahoma has a chance to beat Bama. Oklahoma will get the door smacked off them by Bama because Oklahoma has the worst defense anyone's ever seen. Well, I guess then Ohio State would have the thing. I think Bama beats the four seed. Whatever. Michigan-Bama is not a great matchup for Michigan either. Whatever.
No, I would agree. The thing is, there's so much time off between this conference championship game and the playoffs. That it you know, the semifinals are wacky. I feel like they've been wacky the last couple of years. Like,
but less than
team comes rusty
when there was just the single bowl game.
Right, that was absurd.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a huge advantage to the better coaches.
Yeah.
So well,
has said that he doesn't like these games because they interfere with recruiting. Like, yeah. He doesn't like coaching the championship game.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's an act.
Do you think Saban really didn't know that the election happened?
Well, he clarified the next day. He said he had already voted in early voting. So he just.
Okay.
But still, how did you not know it was election day? It was, you know,
Saban's like the only
story.
Democrat SEC coach. Maybe
is that
ever.
True?
Yeah, he's from West Virginia. People think, well, at least people rumor that he's like a Blue Dog Union Democrat.
You think Ed Orgeron is a big Trump supporter? Coach O?
Coach O, yeah, I mean, if you could understand what he's saying, he might be a huge Trump supporter. But I don't think he's I don't think him or Hugh or Dabo are voting for Hillary. I just don't get that feeling.
There used to be a lot made of the fact that Mike Leach and Trump were like best friends, and you didn't hear anything about it this election season.
Well, because Mike Leach has been so sort of.
I know Trump. It's funny because Trump wouldn't want to be associated with Mike Leach since he like locked the kids in the closet or whatever.
Leach has some fire takes this week. This week, this year. Yeah, if you like looking, it's not coming to me what he's done, but
political,
I mean,
or what?
No, just football wise. Like, I mean, not that he's ever been like shy or like not weird, but this year he's holy. He's
doesn't
really
he like literally think he's a pirate or something insane?
Yeah, I mean, like it wouldn't shock me. I mean,
I think the NFL needs Mike Leach. We need like wackier coaches. Mike Leach would be perfect.
See, that's the thing. They can never go. Like the NFL would have an embolism. Like they would never go for that. Like they would never go for Brian Kelly. Like actually having a meltdown on the sideline.
The thing is, so much better. Kelly has serious skeletons in his closet, especially even more today. But you know, the kid falling off the thing. You know, they don't need that kind of publicity. Leach with what's his name's son in the closet. Like, you can't hire anybody with concussion problems.
The NFL is just so tight to the vest in general, like fining players and, you know, just, I mean, they're insane. That's why the NFL stinks.
We wouldn't like Coach O in the NFL. Coach O is like the D lineman for like Rex Ryan's Bills staff. That would be awesome. Well, Rex Ryan and Coach O would like tear apart the town of Buffalo.
At some point, and you know I like Mark Richt and I'm a Mark Richt defender, but at some point Rex Ryan has to coach Miami.
You think so? Oh, that would be insane.
It would be awesome. They'd recruit like 20 defensive players, 20 defensive players a year, 5 offensive players, like, and they just run the ball up the middle.
That's true. They'd have like 4 walk-on quarterbacks on their team.
It'd be incredible. Like he needs that. I don't know how it's going to happen or why it's going to happen, but you know, America needs that.
I mean, Les Miles would be great for the NFL. Also, I feel like he's the natural next coach for the Chargers, like the team that has like every single game is a miracle ending with like completely incomprehensible coaching. I feel like Les Miles is perfect for that Chargers job.
But like, I think the thing is like he's pretty much I mean, he could get a lot of jobs as a coach, obviously, but I think once you get into, he would be a really good announcer. And once he gets into announcing, you know, almost as like the successor to Corso, don't you make like a ton of money for like no work whatsoever?
Yeah, but college football coaches right now, the elite guys get paid more than announcers do.
No, I understand, but you're also working 10, 12 hours
yeah,
a
look,
week.
Look at all the coaches that like temporarily took announcing jobs, like Gruden and Jimmy Johnson and Cower. None of them, and Dungy, none of them ever came back. You know, every single one of them stayed because it's such an easy job.
Yeah.
Especially the studio guys. That's nothing. Like going to a game like John Gruden does, it's at least like a couple of days of work. You got to travel. You have to, you know, you have to interview all the players. You really have to not sound like an idiot. You really have to do a lot of homework. To have like a few takes on like a once a week, 1 hour dumb show on Fox, you literally do nothing.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm agreeing. Coaching takes far, you know, dollar per hour. It's not even close.
All right, Robbie. Well, listen, good luck on Saturday, obviously. We're all rooting for you, except Akiva's rooting for Ohio State for some reason.
No, don't.
No, I don't. I have no interest in Ohio State. I just think they're going to win.
Akiva, all neutral third parties should always root for Michigan against Ohio State, no?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I hate Ohio State. Urban Meyer sucks.
Hey, Ohio's a terrible state.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so go Blue, and let's root for Minnesota over Wisconsin as well. Who's UConn playing this week?
Probably a D3 school that's favored by 5.
All right, Akiva. We'll talk to you next week.